From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United States has a warning for the Turkish government. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempt to take over. The state-run Anadolu news agency reported that almost 9,000 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup Friday, sparking concern from world leaders who warn against actions that would damage constitutional order. In Brussels Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but issued a warning to the Turkish leaders.
We will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
Turkish President Erdogan ordered F-16 fighters to patrol Turkey's skies overnight, although there was no new sign of resistance against the government. Meanwhile, Ankara suspended annual leave for more than 3 million civil servants. And in the past few hours, the Turkish news agency reports that Turkey's Board of Higher Education has requested the resignations of over 1,500 university deans, effectively dismissing them. That comes right on the heels of an announcement by the National Education Department that it's dismissed over 15,000 employees over their alleged involvement with the group. This is VOA News. The Republican National Convention in the United States moves Tuesday to a focus on the economy, a day after Melania Trump told a primetime audience her husband Donald is an amazing leader and the only one who can deliver change for the United States. She said, if you want someone to fight for you in your country, I can assure you he is the guy.
I have been with Donald for 18 years, and I have been aware of his love for this country since we first met. He never had a hidden agenda when it comes to his patriotism, because, like me, he loves this country very much.
The Slovenian immigrant has been largely unseen during the presidential campaign and used part of the address to tell her personal story. However, her speech prompted questions about its origins after journalists noted striking similarities in one passage to an address Michelle Obama gave at the Democratic National Convention in 2008. The convention erupted in chaos just hours after it began Monday as Trump's opponents loudly protested being denied a floor vote on the convention. Rules. Make sure you stay abreast of everything happening at the Republican National Convention at voanews.com, as well as our broadcast and on social media. North Korea test fired 3 ballistic missiles on Tuesday, a week after it threatened to retaliate against South Korea over the deployment of the THAAD missile defense system. Both the U.S. and South Korea said the missiles Pyongyang launched early Tuesday were likely medium-range Scud or Rodong types that flew between 500 and 600 kilometers before falling into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. The UN Children's Agency is warning that some 49,000 children will die of malnutrition in areas once cut off by northeastern Nigeria's Islamic extremist uprising if they don't get treatment. UNICEF is calling for charities and donors to respond quickly to avert a tragedy in Borno State, where nearly a quarter of a million children are severely malnourished. Most of the children are in areas that had been inaccessible before a multinational force liberated them from Boko Haram extremists earlier this year. And the World Anti-Doping Agency is urging the International Olympic Committee to ban all Russian teams from the upcoming Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. WADA also wants the IOC to ban all Russian officials from access to international competitions next month in Brazil. The doping agency's recommendations Monday accompany the release of a damning independent report citing widespread state-sponsored doping by Russian athletes at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.